This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Another look at things happening around the Umpqua Valley, and this time next week, many of you will be at or getting ready to go to the Douglas County Fair because it will be day number one. Sierra Keith from the Fairgrounds Inn. I'm sure everything is ready, and you're going to be just relaxing between now and next Wednesday.
Oh, you know it. We're just ready to go.
So much goes into putting one of these together. I mean, anybody could tell that because so much gets added in. How early has some of the process started out there at the fairgrounds?
We start planning for fair as soon as this one ends. We will start planning for next year. It takes a full year to get everything planned for us.
What about the physical things? When did you start noticing more infrastructure coming in? I know a lot of it will be probably right about now.
We started about a month ago, started getting everything ready, and we actually have the carnivals already starting to bring their stuff over, and vendors will start moving in this coming weekend.
And with the county fair at the fairgrounds, you've continued to update that facility. It's been there for decades, but one of the things about it, unlike a lot of other counties, frankly, is that it's right along Interstate 5.
Yes, we are very lucky. We are right on the freeway. We have the river on the other side of us. So we are one of the top facilities in the state.
And a lot of times, there's a few others I can think of that are on the freeway that you see, but most you really don't, and which makes it especially helpful for getting people here from out of town, especially if they have a particular concert or something they want to check out.
My favorite part is when you're coming from the south up I-5, you can see all of our blue and orange and yellow flags that we start putting up about the beginning of July.
Yeah, it makes it real obvious that something big is going on. So during the 4 days of the fair this year, how many hours a day do a lot of you on the regular fair staff work?
It is a minimum of 12 hours a day.
And I'm sure some days even more.
Yeah. Some of us are there from 8 a.m. until midnight. And like I said, the rest of us, it's about a full 12-hour day.
Well, for the fair, there's a lot of other, a lot of different elements to it all mixed together. But let's go to kind of what started county fairs, and that's all the 4-H and FFA and all that kind of thing.
We love the 4-H and FFA kids, our open class performers that do animals. This year we have some record number entries for steer, and I even believe for the hogs there's record numbers. So we are super excited to see them come in on Tuesday. They come in a day early and start getting the fair started for them a day early, and they moved the sale this year for the livestock to Saturday morning at 10 a.m. So if you want to come check them out, come in during the week, go through the barns, and then come back on Saturday and support all those kids during the sale.
And for kids, some of them essentially live out there, literally.
They do, yeah. We have camping for a lot of the 4-H and FFA kids. There's lots of areas for them to stay on grounds so that they don't have to go home at night. It is, you know, they're super early in the morning to feed and take care of, and they stay until really late at night. So they are very, you know, very busy all day, every day, and it's a lot of work for them. And they put a lot of effort and time into their projects.
These fair animals, I mean, really is like a 24/7 thing. This is not like a cat that you just let in and out this is a lot more intense.
It is definitely a lot more for them. You know, they start their projects and they work with them, and then when they get to the fair, you know, they're constantly having to check on them, make sure they've got plenty of water and food and not overheating, and just everything that goes in with taking care of livestock.
So you've got the 4-H, the FFA. Part of that too is the and I'm just missing the word. The exhibits, people that you were bringing in wine and different things. I don't know why I thought of wine first. Go figure.
Yeah, it's our open class.
That's a shock to everyone I know.
Yeah, it's our open class. So the 4-H and FFA 4-H and FFA kids. They also do entries. They do static displays. They do table setting, Legos. I believe they've got some plants, artwork. And then we also have our open class group that comes in and does the jams and the jellies and all the paintings and quilting and just so many different amazing crafted items that they bring in from all over Douglas County.
Now, those elements are really what started fairs, and one of the things with the Douglas County Fair has been to keep them in the mix. Some of the other fairs, other places have kind of taken those out, and then they realized that maybe they shouldn't have done that. People really still like all that.
They do. You know, the craft of creating jams and jellies and all the different things that you do, it is something that over the years, you know, people don't do it as much. And I'm really proud that Douglas County still, you know, participates in that and our entries and all of that, our school art, the elementary schools. All year do all kinds of art projects, and at the end of the year they put their class together and they bring in their school art. And so most K through 5 schools, all their teachers bring in the art, so we have a great display of those so that you can, you know, bring your kids in and try to look for their art, and it's pretty fun to see.
Now, on the opposite end of things are the concerts that bring in a lot of people, and you've got some shows this year. Talk about those.
Yeah, we are super excited. We are starting the fair off this year in the Cascade Community Credit Union Amphitheater with Great White and Slaughter, and they will actually start about 7 p.m. with their concert. It's kind of exciting. They're going to do about a 45-minute show, it sounds like, and then they'll take a little 20-minute break, and then we'll finish off the second group. I think Great White's going second on this one. And then, you know, so their concerts are going to be great on Wednesday. And then Thursday at 7:30, we have Parmalee, a great country band that's really just came back into the scene with some new music this year. And then Friday night, we're going to switch over to the Grandstands Amphitheater to do the bull riding. So Cascade, you know, they support us over at the Grandstands. And at 7 p.m., the gates will open for bull riding. And at 7:30, the show starts. And then on Saturday, we are going to close out the fair with Smash Mouth, which they're kind of like a 90s, I don't know if they pop rock band, and they're at 8 o'clock, and we're looking forward to see them this year as well.
And we are working actually with them on putting together an interview segment. Not sure if it's going to be this week on Friday or maybe next Friday, and get at least one of them on the air with us.
Yeah, I saw that. It's going to be a lot of fun to get to talk with them, and I can't wait to hear what they got to talk about with you guys.
So you've got the concerts out there. Now, what are some of the things people need to know about them in terms of admission and options there?
So, of course, when you come in for the fair, all concerts are free with the admission. You can sit in our bleachers or the lawn seating, bring blankets. If you've got chairs, that's fine as well. And then if you want to sit up front, you know, we have our reserve seating. We still have some seats on sale for those, and those are $30. And, you know, you just come in if you're somebody that just wants to come in and sit up close and know you have a spot. Those are a great way to go.
And you can get them now in advance, though, right?
Yeah. We have them online. You can buy them, or you can go into the fair office, and we can get those for you there as well.
And so those are going to be going on. Now, let's see. You also have, and you will remember it because I'm not, the other area, you've got kind of local and regional groups that are playing sometimes before and after these bigger shows.
Oh, yeah. So all day on the Garden Park stage, we have great entertainment. We've got the Square Dancers are coming back for a couple days. We have the Rock Bottom Boys, who they play for us. The last 2 or 3 years, they've came from out of town. The Cause, they're coming in. They're a new band. Captain Blue will be playing. And then we have Copper Still and the Eddie Ross Band for playing in the evenings. And then I've got Square Dancers and then DC Cheer. So we're going to have some cheerleaders. We've got the Senior Talent Show Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. And few other local people that play. And we just love to see all the local entertainment come out.
All right, we're going to take a break, talk more about the fair when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1245 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Riverside, Douglas County, 1247 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. State Representative Christine Goodwin will be in studio for tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. We'll also have some programs out at the Douglas County Fair next week, and that's what we're talking about now with Sierra Keith from the Fairgrounds staff. We talked about the 4-H, the FFA, the agriculture, the concerts. What other things are going on people ought to know about at the fair?
Oh, my gosh. We have so many great things. We have the carnival is going to be back, so you can come and get your wristbands early through Friday, save $15, and ride a ton of great rides. And then we also have performers that are going to be walking around. We're excited to bring in some new groups this year. A gentleman named Mark Wilder. It's called the Wilder Show, and he does unicycle riding, and it is fun to watch him. And then we have Washboard Willie coming back. I haven't seen him in several years, but he's a blast, and he has a washboard, and he plays music and has a little trailer that he tows behind him with all these cool different instruments that are homemade. So we are excited to see them. We have bingo. We are super, super excited to bring back bingo again this year, the Roseburg High School cheerleaders. They run that for us, and it is great to see that. We have diaper derby. We have food, of course. We have the fair food, so you don't want to miss that. And
I understand that people that are on a diet have a waiver during this 4-day period.
Oh, yeah. We live on corn dogs and different kinds of fair food.
So just keep that in mind if you're a little hesitant.
Yeah, and we have some great new food vendors this year we're excited to bring in, too. So you'll have to come check it out.
And you've got commercial vendors. How far away do some of these folks come from?
All over. We have groups that come from Arizona, Washington, the Midwest. They travel a whole area, so we're excited to bring them in this year.
And so there's really, as you walk around, sort of the whole premise of a fair is that as you walk around the grounds, there's always something going on along with all the displays.
Yeah. So we have all of our displays. We have our entertainers, all over the grounds. When you come on grounds, we try to have a little bit of a schedule for you at the main gate. We also have a new fair app that we started last year. And so if you download it, just look up Douglas County Fair in your app store and download it. It's got the full entertainment schedule, what's going on with everybody, concerts and all of that. It's a great app to have. There's maps on there that kind of give you an idea where we're at, and so we're excited to bring that back.
And for people that are good at navigating apps, that may be useful, especially while you're out there and you're trying to figure out where something is.
Yeah. Having the app is really helpful in knowing where you're going. And of course, if not, you look for somebody in a bright green shirt and ask them, hey, where's this at? And we'll help you out.
Yeah, and those green shirts, I saw one earlier today. You can't miss them.
No, they're super fun. We're excited to use them this year.
Now, you guys always have a number of ways to save money at the fair, especially for families and people in certain categories. Talk about that.
Yeah, we are really blessed that we have some great sponsors that help us give some free days. And so on Wednesday, all day, seniors are free. And then until 3 p.m., everybody's free. You can come in and enjoy the fair. And then on Thursday, armed forces, first responders, veterans, they're all free until 5 p.m. And then on Friday, dress a veggie, which is a fun one, from 10 to 1. If you come to the main gate and you decorate a vegetable, you get in for free. And then Saturday is family day. So, we don't have a special, but we love for everybody to come out, spend the day with your family, and have a lot of fun.
And keep in mind that dress a veggie is you dress a veggie. You don't dress up like a veggie.
Oh, you can. We'll go for that.
That was so embarrassing in 2019. I misunderstood. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, and we also, another thing we get that's fun is $2 off for teens if you bring canned food. So it's a great way to give back to the community. And then, of course, all of our kids 12 and under all week are free as well. And we're super excited to offer that.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And that, honestly, that's kind of could be a deal breaker for some families.
Yeah, it definitely helps to be able to use these ways to get in to save so that you can come in and enjoy, all the entertainment. Everything, you come in and see is free. There's added perks, that you can pay for, but of course you can just come in for free and have a good day. And you can also save by riding the bus. Mercy Medical Center, they sponsored the buses this year for us, which is really helpful. And so you can park at the high school or the first student bus lot in Green, and you can ride the bus, and it runs every half hour during the week, and then at night and on the weekend it runs every 15 minutes, and you don't have to pay to park. So that's a great way to save as well.
And when you get there, you get let off at a gate. It's not always the same one. It depends on where your bus came from, but you're right there. And especially during peak times when your vehicle may be halfway back to Roseburg. That really saves some time.
It does. It saves time, and you don't have to walk clear from the south lot or maybe even the north lot to get a spot.
So you've got all of that going on, and we didn't mention what the hours are.
Yeah, so we are open. We open officially with all the buildings and everything at 11 a.m., and we go until 11 p.m. at night. But if you want to come early in the morning and check out the 4-H, they're there at 7 a.m.
So a lot going on at the fair. Now, how long have you been on the staff?
I have been there for 13 years. This will be my 13th fair. It used to be my 14th before COVID, but...
We won't remind people of that one. When you started working at the fairgrounds, did you think you'd still be there now?
No. You know, when I started, I thought, this is just going to be a job. And within the first, I would say, year and a half, I realized that this was something that I really enjoy. I love giving back to the community and being able to put the fair on and all the other events we do year round at the fair. It's really rewarding to be able to do that. So I love it.
And that's one of the things about the facility is just how much it gets used for things that are big and small.
Yeah, we produce four large events, but really truthfully, there's a couple hundred events that are put on throughout the year. We do all things from fundraisers to horse shows to dog shows. We try to do everything we can to make it available to the community.
And that's provided the income along with other funding at different points to keep things upgraded.
That's we our budget for operating is solely based on the events that we have out there. The fair, Christmas fair, and all of these events, that's how we stay open for the community. So it's a give and take.
And some of the projects along the way have made a big difference. You just added, was it last year or year before, that DTO outdoor kind of partially covered building?
Yeah, so last year Douglas Timber Operators put together a grant and they built a new outdoor covering, and then we actually got a grant to replace the roof on Douglas Hall, and then we were able this year to also, with some extra funds, get HVAC, so we now have heating and air in Douglas Hall.
Wait, it's going to be air conditioned?
There is air conditioning in Douglas Hall this year.
Wow. Now, that's a big change. People are used to not having that. That'll feel really good.
It will. And you can go in and check out the vendors that are in there. Plus, FFA has huge displays in there that they do. So it's a great building to go check out and cool down.
So next week, it's Wednesday through Saturday, 7th through the 10th. Got about a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What should you remind people of?
I just want to thank all of our sponsors. The fair would not be possible without them. And, Clint Newell, they're our presenting sponsor, Cascade Community Credit Union, and we have Roseburg Forest Products, so many different new sponsors this year, and I just want to thank all of them, truly. Check out our Facebook for all of them and give them love for supporting us through the fair this year.
And again, what are the hours?
It is 11 a.m. opening until 11 p.m.
And of course, you've got the early open for some of the 4-H things.
Yep, you can be here 7 a.m.
All right, it's beginning next Wednesday, a week from now, Douglas County Fair. Sierra Keith from the fairgrounds staff, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.